Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul is still on that subject of spiritual gifts. Last few weeks, we looked at chapter 13. That great love chapter of the Bible, and how he said that of all those spiritual gifts that the church at Corinth had, they were going to be done away with. Remember, we talked about that, the gift of healing, the gift of tongues, the gift of prophecy, the gift of knowledge. Those nine gifts that was listed in chapter number 12. Chapter number 13 said they're going to be done away with. And all that's going to remain is now is faith, hope, and charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. And with that in mind, Paul didn't switch gears. He stayed on that subject matter because in verse number 1 of chapter number 14, he says this, "Now follow after charity." He ended chapter number 13 with that last word. The greatest of these is charity. Then again, now you remember when Paul was writing this letter, he didn't have chapters and verses. It was one continual letter. Now I'm grateful for chapters and verses so that we can find our places more easily, more quickly in Scripture. I'm still not exactly sure there's different thoughts of how the Bible, as far as chapters and verses, was put together. Men have different thoughts. The one I love the best, that seems most far-fetched to me, but they say it's true, that some preacher years, you know, whenever it was done, 100 years ago, whenever it was done, he was on horseback and he was going on a long trip. He didn't have nothing else to do, so he just opened his Bible and he just started going through marking the chapters and the verses. Now, if you want to believe that, I don't know. They say that's true. I don't know. But anyway, I'm glad that they have chapters and verses because finally. So just think, he didn't stop that thought about charity because we're in another chapter and another verse. That thought pattern continues. He said, the greatest of these is charity. Then he said to follow after charity. The word follow is a strong word. This word here actually means to pursue, to chase after. Follow, pursue this thing called love and desire of spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. Let's read down to verse 4. Does somebody have a mint or a peppermint? Was that you? Candy, but I'll take it.
Oh, it's mint.
Is it? All right. I hate doing this because it affects my talking. Tim, can you? I wasn't here Wednesday night because this I was good till just now because I ain't been talking. Anyway, I can't. Ain't no way after you.
There you go.
I still can't. I can't talk with this in my mouth. I'll do it in between. Okay. Let me read the first 4. Start over. I got it. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. And he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Now, we'll probably end our study here this morning because next week goes a little bit more deeper when he says, I'd rather y'all speak with tongues, but rather you prophesy. That's an interesting thought. But let's look at these first 4 verses this morning. Verse number 1, again, the word follow means to pursue, to chase after. In other words, of all the spiritual gifts, he's talking about spiritual gifts now, of all the spiritual gifts that God gives at that time, the one that you should desire the most above all the other spiritual gifts is this wonderful gift called love or charity. That's the one you should desire. That's the one you should follow after. That's the one you should seek, chase, pursue, that gift of love. And then again, he uses that word desire. The word desire means to burn with zeal. And it's not in a bad, you can have the thought, sometimes you think of desire in a bad connotation, you know, like jealousy or envy, you desire that for your own lust. The word here is meant in a good note, that with that earnest zeal, that burning desire, you wish to have that. And it's really, it's not for yourself, it's for others. Are you following the difference? The tongues are for yourself, and that's the least of all spiritual gifts, and we're going to get in that in just a minute. So Paul is encouraging the Corinthians at that time. You have all these spiritual gifts, and I commend you for that, but you're using them not in a proper way and not in a proper motive. So you need to follow after love. Pursue it. Desire that. But rather, and I love that word rather here in verse number 1, but rather. The word rather here, more willingly to a greater degree. So get the picture. Desire spiritual gifts, but to a more willingly to a greater degree. Thank you, Tim. That you may prophesy. In other words, what are you saying here? That this gift of prophecy is much more greater than this gift of tongues. So more willingly to a greater degree should you desire this thing of a prophecy. Or prophesying. Remember the word prophesying then, it meant to speak for God. Speak on the behalf of God. A forthtelling. A lot of people would think of it as foretelling for the future. You know, a lot of people's mind go, well, he's prophesying about the future. Well, that is true. This word even means more than that. It means you're speaking from the word of God. You're prophesying what God has told you. You're telling the people. Again, this was a spiritual gift. We don't have these gifts anymore. God does not speak to us like that directly. Now he speaks to us through his word. Nobody has the gift of prophecy anymore. Nobody has that supernatural gift of knowledge. By the way, wouldn't it make it a lot easier if God just gave us the gift of knowledge? He just done screw our head, you know, and pour it there in our brain and put the cap back on and voila, you know. You don't have to have 2 pages of notes and study for hours for 4 verses, you know, because you have that gift of knowledge. You don't have to. Yesterday was a wonderful day, wonderful day, wonderful day. Sit outside on the patio, watching the ducks, the birds, the squirrels. Saw a hawk. A neat, got a picture of it. In the back, you think we'd have a menagerie like what you've got. All kinds of animals on the lake. There was about a 4-foot corn snake. Matter of fact, I was talking to Archie Rich. Archie was in Texas to tell me about he's flying back today about the flood victims and all. He'll tell about that. But anyway, I said, Archie, you'll never guess what I'm looking at right now. I said, there's a hawk. He's about that big. He's sitting on the ground. And there's a corn snake curled up, probably about from here to Robert, from me. I'm on the patio and looking at it. And that corn snake was curled up. And that hawk was like this, you know, trying to get that corn. I just enjoyed yesterday. And then had God's word open. And I put together my sermon yesterday. I had the thoughts all week, but kind of didn't put it on paper. Yesterday, sitting there on the patio, watching that hawk, and that corn snake, and all the, by the way, you know when that hawk's around, all those birds start hollering. They start warning all these birds. Anyway, I just enjoyed it. It would be nice if you didn't have to sit for hours. I say it would be nice, you know what I'm saying? To study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not be saved. Solomon said this in the book of Ecclesiastes, the last part of the chapter, in the last chapter. Study is a weariness of the flesh. Much study is a weariness of the flesh. Well, in the time of the spiritual gifts, people didn't have the word of God to study, the completed word of God. So God, by the Holy Ghost, endowed them these supernatural gifts of tongues, of healings and all. And one of them was the gift of prophecy, prophesying, speaking the word of God. It's that supernatural gift to receive and transmit a revelation from God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.